Welcome back to CIA. Okay, I always ask some kind of interesting question at the top of the second half. And I'm sitting here looking at these lovely ladies, and you guys, I know you can't see them, but they really are. They're beautiful inside and out. And they have something on their body that matches each other.
It's not our jeans.
What is this? It's not your jeans.
And not our earrings today. Usually we have matching earrings.
Not your lipstick. What is on your arm?
Oh, wait. This is a tattoo.
They have tattoos, y'all.
Matching
tattoos, y'all.
Did not think at 54 I would get a tattoo, but I think that just the whole journey of trusting the Lord enough to start a ministry and knowing my background and where I came from, and that it has certainly been a journey, good and bad, all along the way. This is more than just a
ink on your arm.
Ink on my arm. It's a statement for me as much as it is about what we do. And it says beautiful, not forgotten.
And there's two sparrows.
Two sparrows.
So do the two sparrows represent each one of you?
Well, we didn't plan it that way, but we could say that. Sure.
You could.
Yes.
That's cute.
So you two, that is cute. I like that. You two run this, but you have talked about people that go with you to help. So tell me a little bit about the women that go with you, where you get them. If we have a listener that's saying, hey, I want to be part of that sparrow tribe,
then go with
how
us.
How do they do
come
it?
On, come
how
on.
Do they do
so
it?
We have a website, bellandsparrows.org.
Okay, www.bell, B-E-L-L-E,
yeah,
and sparrows with an S. org. That's your website, but you guys have other things too,
right?
So tell me all the ways they can reach you.
We have a website. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. However you want to find us.
Bell and Sparrows.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you can see all of our trips upcoming. And if you're local in the Metroplex, local trips. I mean, you can go on any trip with us, but there are local trips here in the Metroplex. Other trips that we have within the U.S. and internationally, you can live anywhere in the U.S. and go with us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you live in Dallas and your best friend lives in Kentucky and y'all want to go serve on a mission trip together, sign up together. You meet us at an airport and we all go together.
Yeah.
And it's clear on your site how to sign up to go on a trip and how to help. Do you typically have – so you were saying in the earlier segment, you – go back and you deal with the same women over and over. So do you have some people that volunteer that come back over and over?
We do.
So the consistency is there, which
is
nice.
It's always the two of us. And then some people like, oh my goodness, this is my place. I'm always going to come back. So then they get on like that night to register. As soon as I will post a trip, they are registering. And, you know, there's a fee.
Does it fill up? I guess it must
fill up. It fills up. We have limited space.
How much space?
If we're serving seven women, we can't take 27 because then we're overpowering. So it depends on what we're doing, what our space is.
Mm-hmm. And you have that listed on the website. Okay. And something about it's women uplifting women is so powerful. And you help people. Tell me the different ways that these women have been really abused. I mean, tell me the different, like you were talking about in the top of the hour, but really – I want you to tell me maybe some of the most heart-wrenching stories and some of the way these women have been just absolutely marginalized beyond.
We serve monthly at Genesis, which is a domestic violence shelter in Dallas, and it's an emergency shelter. So the women that we serve there, we've seen come in battered, you know, with visible signs that they've been battered. It's a 5 to 6 week program. We've also seen women repeat.
Come back.
So they've gone for their 5 or 6 weeks and then left and then have come back. And so that's kind of heart-wrenching to see over and over. But the cycle's hard to break.
It's hard to break. They know it's not right, but that's their normal.
And it's comfortable. It's comfortable.
When you were just saying that, I was thinking to myself, you know, I just said, if there was a listener that wants to help, what if there's a listener that is being abused? Mm. What if there's a listener that is being physically or verbally abused? Where would you tell them to go? Could
there's hope. There is a way out, and there are organizations all around that are here to help. Just, it's hard to take that first step, just to say, I need help. But if you can't find that place or you need that place, we will connect you to a place that can help you.
So on they could still go to the Bell and Sparrows and find, they can say, help me.
Connect you. We don't have a place, a facility of our own, but we have connections where we definitely can get you in touch with somebody that can help.
And and each woman's need might be unique. Suppose this person literally got out of being sex trafficked, and then suppose this person is in a marriage where she's being completely mentally abused and has to get out.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's different places for all of that. And a lot of those things all are tied together. We have found, like, the women that we serve in addiction recovery programs have a high probability that they have been in an abusive relationship, they have been trafficked, they were prostituted, it all ties together.
Mm-hmm. And do you have success stories where maybe you've seen them on the other side? So they were on the side that you were helping them, and now they're helping other women.
We do. So I think we're fairly new, 18 months in, and we are now getting to the place where women are about to be graduating from programs.
Yes, it takes a long time to heal.
And now ready
to. It's not an overnight process.
Ready to go with it. Like, they want to come, and they're excited. Like, I'm getting out in 3 months. You know, I'm getting my first place, and then I'm going with you, and I'm going to share with you, and that is what we can't wait for.
Imagine
just
that.
To see the whole circle.
The circle of
be
that.
Completed in that. Something we do overseas as well is we bring a small business kit to the women that we serve. And it's something that we may think of as just kind of an arts and craft item or just like a small skill, but something that they can learn that they can then take and sell in local markets. So we bring a one-time investment and then share with the women where they can get supplies should they want to continue. And for instance, one of the really fun things that we brought to Guatemala was blank greeting cards. Recycled paper greeting cards. And these women are already beautiful artisans that make these tapestries. And we brought a very basic template and had them embroider on the greeting card. And it was not an idea that I came up with. Pinterest is great for sharing ideas with the world. And so saw some embroidery on cards and thought, well, they're already doing the work with textiles. And several of the women in this small village have taken this basic template and turned it into these beautiful works of floral art, cover to cover, I mean, edge to edge on the card, and are selling these cards. And so now they're increasing what they have to make money. They sell tapestries, they sell cards. We taught them how to do a no-sew basket. And it's that kind of investment where these women are able to help their family's income, or if they're single moms, they're able to help buy supplies and uniforms and stuff for their kids to get them in school and just give them purpose. We're created to be workers.
Do you know what else you're doing? You are. And you know what else you're doing? So God gives all of us a gift.
Yes.
And you are giving them supplies to utilize their God-given talent.
Yes.
Yeah. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Not that we promote any one place on this station, but there is a store in North Park. Have you ever seen it where the jewelry is made by women that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's several, you know, kind of fair trade stores that are like that. And we are teaching them now the skills and then quality control. And what does that look like to be able to sell that if we were to sell that here?
Right.
And some of the women just take it. And it's amazing to think of these women in Guatemala who didn't know what a card was or what mail was, or what a post office was, to now making these beautiful cards that everybody here would love to purchase. Gorgeous.
What amazes me about the two of you is the spectrum of the people that you are reaching. You're reaching a woman in Guatemala that literally is nothing. And then you're reaching, there are women in our Metroplex that their marriage might look perfect, their life might look perfect, and they are dying a slow death inside, and you reach them. The spectrum that you reach really is, it's incredible.
Think to see the that. Women touched, I think Lindy talked about this earlier, the women that are touched that we take with us on our teams, has just been amazing, because they could be that woman in that marriage mm-hmm. that is struggling. Or maybe we have had women that have gone with us that have said, oh my gosh, I've never told this story before. I was abused. This happened to me. And then now their faith is growing and they're able to work through some of that hard stuff. And they're getting to minister to another woman who's gone through the same thing. It's beautiful.
When God is involved in things like this, it's just, it's unstoppable.
The other thing I think is just so beautiful for what we do is we are non-denominational. Like we're not affiliated with one church. So we have women from every faith. We can take on our team somebody super charismatic to somebody that's just not.
But it is all... Even though you're not with the church, it's all Bible-based. It's all Bible-based. You are bringing Christ to these people.
Yeah. But to watch the women put aside their agenda of, well, you know, I'm this, I'm Baptist, I'm Methodist, I'm Catholic, and this is what we, and just forget all of that women. And just go serve other women and it be about Jesus, it's beautiful.
Good. Talking about the Bible, I wanted to read this from Isaiah. It reminded me of the two of you. Tell everyone who is discouraged, be strong and don't be afraid. God is coming to your rescue. Isaiah 35:4.
Amen.
So great. And I have to say, I think God is coming to the rescue, but the two of you are rescuing so many people. It's
Oh, that's hard to take.
Yeah,
you
that's
are.
Not us.
It's not
you
us.
You are. You're rescuing.
It's totally God. Cause it's...
Well, you're working through him. You really are. And on your page, I hope everyone listening goes to visit it. You actually even have, you know, I interview, you guys are Christian leaders, obviously. Mm-hmm. I also interview pastors, and I deal with a lot of churches, and they always have like a What We Believe page and a statement of faith. And you two have a What We Believe page and a statement of faith on your website. Mm-hmm. And I really encourage everybody to go visit it, because it's so touching. And women, empowering women, instead of beating women down and doing other women wrong and picking out something that is not good about another woman, you're not doing any of that. And so this woman applauds these two women.
Oh. We're not perfect, and we have done all of this. I have done all the things you just said that we don't do because I'm not perfect, but we try.
But you're trying, and you're...
And we've been shown a measure of grace that we want to extend.
Right.
To other women.
I really like that. The owner of this station, we have a lot of women that work here. He will even say he likes to have women because... And I think that that's impressive, because that's not how it goes down at a lot of places. And
right.
So... My hat's off to him, too. I can't believe we're wrapping this up. I say it every show. I have to say it today.
I have to end.
So I want to say one more thing about these incredible ladies that are sitting here with me. They're having, if you go to the website, on September 21st, they're having an ungala. As you can tell, they're not, like, they really aren't traditional women, because I think traditionally women do, I don't know, I'm not sure that we're always lifting each other up. So these two women... their ungala is at the Art Center in Plano on September 21st. You can check out more of that on their webpage. And ungala means we're not going to be in ball gowns. We're going to be in fun, easy
whatever
to maneuver
wear.
Outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeans.
A cocktail dress.
Just whatever you feel comfortable in.
Whatever you would go out a night out.
Well, I hope that God continues to speak to you guys. I really think that he will, because it seems like you're doing his work. And I appreciate you coming to CIA today.
Thanks for having us. It was great.
Blessing. Thanks for listening to CIA. Have a blessed day.
This has been Churches in Action with Tiffany Jones. For more information on the pastor you just heard, go to 770kaam.com and click on the Churches in Action page, or call KAAM at 972-445-1700. Thank you for listening to CIA and to all of the quality programming on 770kaam. For the betterment of our walk as believers, and on behalf of God, country, and Texas.